Okay, today's daf is Yuma Yerushalmi, daf Mem Ches, and we continue here in the seventh parak of Maseches Yuma, and we ended with a discussion of bringing the Torah to the Kohen Gadol. The Mishnah says that we bring the Torah to the Kohen Gadol, we give it to a number of people, eventually getting to the Kohen Gadol, to be Mechabi the Kohen Gadol, and the Gemara asks, do we really do that? Do we bring the Torah to a person, and not the person to the to the Torah? That's what the Gemara said. B'chol Asra to Omar, Holchanachra Torah. B'yachad Omar Malikha Zorah Tzlan. So the Gemara says, because he's a great man. Because he's a great man, we bring it to him. So the Gemara says, we have a brisa that says that we bring it to the Reish Galusa too. But the Gemara says, but the Reish Galusa comes from David HaMelech. So, minag avoseinu in that way. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in, Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Lamed Hei at the end, Sif Yudalad. B'nei Adam Achavusha Bebeso Asurim. People in jail. Ein Mevi'in Eslam Sefer Torah. You don't bring them a Sefer Torah to lane from. Afilu B'Rashonav Yom Kippurim. Even in Rashonav Yom Kippur. You don't bring them a Sefer Torah. Why don't you bring them a Sefer Torah? Mordechai, this is from Mordechai, based on Ari Yerushalmi. Right, Ari Yerushalmi says, only if it's a great person. But if it's not a great person, you don't. Says the Bir Halacha here. What's the makar for this halacha in Shulchan Aruch? That you don't bring the Sefer Torah to people who want to lean from it. Well, let's just finish the Shulchan Aruch for a second. The Ramah says, V'dafka b'shas kriya levad, avala mechidim lo sefer Torah yomo yomayim kodem mutter. You can't just bring it at the time of laning, but if it's there for a couple of days before and has a spot, it has a space, so then that's mutter. Vim hu adam chashuv b'cholin yan shari. Right, where does all this come from? Says the Bir Halacha. Hamakar hu mi Yerushalmi amuva b'beis Yosef. V'zel ashona b'chol asar ato amara alechaz sefer Torah. Ari Yerushalmi is the basis of this halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Ube'emes hadavar tamua, says the Bir Halacha. Ta Yerushalmi mayri kishe efshar leilich lamakam she'a sefer Torah munachas. Ar Yerushalmi is where you have a choice. The Torah to the people to the Torah. So the Yerushalmi says, you get the people to the Torah. That's where it should go. V'lakach zilzul hu kishemolichin sefer Torah etzlon. So zilzul, if you bring the Torah to them. Mashenkin, but here, if they're in jail, there's no choice. It's a zilzul for bringing a Torah to Jews who want to hear Torah. Shanusimim, brotzim l'kayim, mitzvot kriyas haTorah. Lama lo nevi'eha aleihem. Mai zilusahu l'sefer Torah, kishebnei adam mahadrin achareha, l'krosba im nevi'eha aleihem, kivan she'meinim yicholo lecha achareha. I don't know what the question is, what the source is. Our Gemara proves that you can't bring Torah to people who want to hear it, and they don't have a choice. Our Yerushalmi is just, there's a choice what to do. Acharkach batzasi b'prichada shetama gam ken al zeh, ubemes kenu dazar zaruah. Dilachole mutul havi sefer Torah etzlo likrosba mishab da'anasu. Right? Maybe Yerushalmi is not saying that. Uladina nira da'afilu l'mordechai da'osar afilu ba'ones eino mayri ki'im bi'yachidim ha'chavushim. Maybe even, right, I don't understand how this is a makar, but even if it is, it's only a makar for a couple of Jews. So what are we going to do? We're not only going to bring a Torah, we're going to bring a minion. Right, that's where it's an issue. Because me'ikar adin, they don't have a chiyuv, as we've said. Kriyas haTorah is a chovas hatzibur, not a chovas hayachas. They don't have a chiyuv. Okay, they don't have a chiyuv. I have to make myself crazy for that. Dein chalal hayachan, mitzvos kriyas haTorah, bezman shein yochol alech beis hamedrash. Avo kesheisha masara, but if there's a minion in jail, or there's a minion that can't get to the Torah, kivan dechal aleihem chovas kriya, veheim einem yocholom latzeis bisham alech achareha. So because they have a chiyuv, chovas hatzibur, and they can't get there, gam amor dechai modeh, the tzarach lavi lehem sefer Torah, likros bo, then you can bring it. So that's the Bir Halacha who adds, again, if it's a minion, you can bring it. The Mishnah Berurah here says, V'achronim eskimu dehu adin im heichin makom l'sefer Torah ba'oso yom sheyemunach sham yomo yomayim. You make a special place, like in Aron Kodesh, where the Torah could be, that also makes it less of a zilzal. The, Aruch HaShulchan here on this halacha in Kuf Lamed Hei, where some, familiar with this, Minhag, Shulchan, last Aruch HaShulchan here, says, Vahaminag, he quotes, that, Vahaminag ledaktek sheikru ba gimel pa'amim. That's what people say. Not sure exactly what the source is, but Aruch HaShulchan quotes it. If you lain from the Torah three times, dezem mikri kekfius, ve'ein bizayon b'mashe toltelua mibes haknesas, aval pachas v'gimel pa'amim toltelua lotzorach harai. Less than three times, it's like a temporary type of movement. V'ish bizayon. Avim heviu mikodem. Mikodem shes bar mavur delo yafe osim rabim mehamon am. It's not appropriate what people do. Barsharim yom kippurim v'simchas Torah. Shekodem akriya nolan sefer Torah miyabes haknesses. Likur makam acher. V'yachar akriya machzirin osol abes haknesses. You take it delayed and you bring it right back to a different place. V'kavanasak v'ilalos haTorah. And what's the reason? Because you want to give it ready in aliyah. Avol yasa shkar mefseidam. La'avar aveira b'yamei hamukudashim. V'lo lachash l'kavanat Torah. Wow. V'lachein roi l'mchos b'lehem v'ligzar shalo yasu kein v'ashomea tovo olav berchas tov. Meaning, if you're going to go to a different place to lay, yeah, you should have set it up there beforehand and have it nikva there. And if you can lay three times, he talks about it. Again, if it's in this one shul and you're going to different areas and different rooms to lay in, I don't think that's called a different place. That's just separating. But that's the Aruch HaShulchan here. That's where the minhag comes from sometimes by a base avel to try to have three times. But again, this sounds like for the poskim that if there's an aron there, then even without three times, right, that's already considered a kfias. Okay, let's get deep. So this Yushalmi plays a role. Halacha lemaisa. Says the Gemara. Taman taninan. So what do we have? Remember, what did our Mishnah say? That the Kohen Gadol takes the Torah. And what does he lane? He lanes from Achremos. And then he lanes from Emor. And then he rolls the Torah up and says, more than Yosemash Shakarisi Karan, more than I have, what I said is here. And then he lanes from Pinchas by heart. Right, that's what he does. So the Gemara says, Taman Tanina, we learned, Medaga Menavi Ve Medaga Metorah. You're allowed to skip. When you're Lady Navi, you're allowed to skip around. But you're not allowed to skip in Torah. Medaga Menavi Ve Medaga Menavi. I mean, you're allowed to skip in Navi, but you're not allowed to skip from one Navi to another Navi. Right, you can skip within one Navi. Ubenavi Shoshnemasar Mutar. But if it's in Shreyasar is small, it's considered one Navi. So therefore, you can move around from one to the other. And we do. There's one or two Haftorahs that, we do skip from one to the other. A medalkin b'Torah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah b'Shem Rabbi Yirmiyah b'Shem Lakish. You're not allowed to skip around the Torah. Rish Lakish says, why? Shein galin sefer Torah barabim. Why? Because it's not covered for a sefer, for you to roll a sefer Torah barabim. Right? It's not covered at Sibur. Right? They're going to be waiting. Tirchah the Sibura. So therefore, you don't roll a sefer Torah barabim. So that's why you don't skip in Torah, because you don't want to cause that lack of kavarat zibur. Rabbi Yossi, boy, one second. Hagatzvacha. Shaisa parsha ktana. Yeah, and what if it's a, right, it sounds like you're not allowed to roll, period. But the reason that you gave is only because, oh, it's a tircha, people are gonna have to wait. And what if it's very close, and they're not gonna have to wait, right? So, and it still says it sounds like it's usser. So there must be another reason why it's also usser. Ella, kidei, sheyishmu yisrael Torah al seder. No, the point is, people, halavai, I should say about this Gemara. We're listening closely to the Torah and we're learning Torah, halacha, and different messages as we listen to the Torah. And if he skips, we're gonna lose our train of thought, we're gonna be confused, and we're gonna get the wrong messages from the Torah. Right? So that's why, even if it's a small skip, even if it's a small skip, but it's no tircha de sibura, that's also why, we don't. See the Karban Eida? Kishain dolgim, ein lev hashomea panui kolkach, lechavin advarim. When we're rolling the Torah, I don't know. Nowadays, we're just, halavai, we should just be listening to the words, right? To be being ma'ayin and listening to it deeply and be confused if we, miss. Okay, that's what the Gemara says. Says the Gemara, but wait a minute. So you're not allowed to skip? Vataninan, kore achreya, mos va'ach ba'asar. What do you mean? What did our Mishnah say? He lays from achrey most, then he skips. And then he lays from emor. So the Gemara says, that's different. Shan yehi, she sidro shalyom. That's different because it's Seder Hayom. What does that mean? The Kerbet Eda says, it's Ke'ilu is one Parsha. I guess it's very close and it's the same topic. Rav Chaim Kadievsky has a different Lumdish line. He says, this is a different type of Kriya. Usually Kriya is Kriya of Limud. And that's why you have to be worried about what people are going to understand. But the Kriya of Yom Kippur is part of the Avodas Yom Kippurim. So it's a different idea. Different idea. And that overrides. Rav Chaim Kadievsky says, "Shu sidro shel yom, shu kari and yano shel yom, v'chol atzma bishum sidro shel yom he ba'a ve'ein a kriya shel limud." It's not a kriya of limud. And where do we see this? Continues the Gemara Teita Lacha. I'll prove to you. Tamar Rishon Min Lakish b'chol makom ina kari al peh v'acha kari. Look at the next line of the Mishnah where we read the whole. We read Pinchas by heart. So obviously that's a rule breaker. So you see, this is a different type of kriya. It's a different type of kriya, and therefore it is allowed. The issue here that the last line also that you're allowed to read it al peh, usually you're not allowed to do that. Right? There's a principle. Dorim shebechsav Yetar Rasher Lomar Al Peh. Just like the Rav Shabbal Peh, Yetar Rasher Lomar Bechsav. You can't write down Torah Shabbal Peh, and you're not allowed to say by heart Torah Shabbal Peh. What does Al Peh mean? Al Peh doesn't mean just by heart. Even if I read it from a Chumash, that's called Al Peh. Rav Bechsav means from a cloth. Right? So that's why the Rishonim ask, how do we say so much Torah Bal Peh? Right? We daven every morning. How many psukim we have in there? Right? We have plenty of psukim. Right? So we're reading that Bal Peh halachically. Right? So how do we do that? So Tosfos and Temura, Daf Yudalit. Tosfos and Temura, Yudalit on base. Tosfos asks this question. That's where the Gemara comes at. Devar Shebechsav, Yedar Shalom and Al Peh. V'yim Tomar, Heichi Ka'amrinan Mizmorim Al Peh. Asked Tosfos. Right? How do we say psuki de Zimra? Right? That's considered Al Peh. How do we say all those psukim? There's a halacha. You're not allowed to say it. So here the Gemara says, oh, Yom Kippur is different. It's a special din of Kriya. Kriya of the Avoda. But how do we do that? So Tosfos has two answers. Number one, only Chumash is an issue, not Nach. The Rebbe Shabbat Chassav only applies to Chumash. And therefore, most of the psukim that we say in Davening is from Tehillim. Almost every all the psukim. What about Kriyashma? What about Az Yashir? Right, that's in the Torah. And that's how we lane. So V'yesh Lomar, Tosfos says, De'ein lahakpid ala b'davar shemotzi achirim yedecho v'asan. The only issue is to be motzi someone else. To say something privately, Torah, by heart, that's okay. The only problem is if I want to be motzi somebody. So that's why, that's when it's an issue. So I want to be motzi, I want to be motzi somebody in Megillas Esther. Right? If I want to be motzi, so in Davening, I'm not being motzi anybody. So therefore it's not an issue. That's why by haftorah, most shuls in the world don't lay in haftorah from a cloth. Right? Don't lay it from a cloth. They lay it from a chumash. So technically for that, probably, the poskei d'achronim say this, probably we should be saying haftorah to ourselves under our breath, with the chazan, because being motzi, he's not being motzi us, he can't, according to this daya, you know, he can't do it. So that's the, Tosfos, that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. There's another answer some Rishonim give, and that is, whenever we're doing it b'toras tefillah, it is okay too. We're doing it with a chovas kriya. Chazal say we say this, so you can't say it's a problem. It's kind of like, you know, you can't say Tosfos in, the Rashba in Rosh Hashanah, around Taf Tezayin, you can't say this about Tosif if Chazal told me to blow more shofar. If I'm listening to the rabbis, you can't say I'm violating Bal Tosif. Right? So here too, if I'm, saying more psukim, you can't say I'm violating. This is a whole simon in Shulchan Aruch. Simon Memtes in Aruch Hayim. Right? The simon is, the title of the simon is, Sheyochal Lomar Kriyas Shema Bal Peh. That's the simon. It's one si'if. Afal got the kaimel on the Ranshi Bechsav Yitar Shalom and Al Peh, called Dovar, right? So another answer given. It's called Dovar Sheragil Vishagur Befi Hakol. Anything that is common, everybody knows, could go in Kriyashma, Ubirchas Kohanim, Uparshas Tamid, that should be up there too. Parshas Tamid, V'chayotze Bahen, Mutter, right? That is Mutter. Then the Mishnah Berurah talks about, what if a Rav is giving a drasha, right? What about that? And, other, details. But this is the Simon. Okay. We continue. Says the Gemara now. Rabbi Yosa mifaki lebarula chazana de kedisha de bavloi. Rabbi Yosa used to give instructions to Barula, who is the gabbai of the shul in Bavel. Kad dehi chad urya. When you take out one Torah, te galul la lahade paruchta. Right? When you have, one Torah and you have to lane two, you'll see the shul only has one Torah. You have to lane from two different places. Let's say it's, you have a Parsha Shkalim, whatever it is. So when you have one, our girsa is, take galul lahadi paruchta. So roll it in front of the paruchas. Right? What does that mean? The carbon eidah's pshat is that you don't have to put it back into the aron and then take it back out again, as if to give it kavod for each of the landings. No. You could just roll it. Like what we do. Kad inun tarti, but if you take out two sifre Torah, Taimai Valchada, bring one, Umaisichada, and then bring the other. Meaning, the Gemara seems to say that you don't take out two Torahs like our minhag, and then have one person hold it. Right? You take out one, you finish it, you put it back, you take out the other one. That's what the Gemara seems to say. Which is against our minhag. The Magen Avraham points out this is not our minhag. The Aruch HaShulchan again, the Aruch HaShulchan says, no, he rereads this Yerushalmi somehow to mean that it doesn't take one out and have the other person hold it. Doesn't say you have to leave it in the Aron. and then you switch it. So the Aruch HaShulchan tries to fit in our minog with his Yerushalmi. There's a there's another girsa of the Pnei Moshe here has, instead of Lahade Paruchta, right, when you have one rolling in front, but he has the girsa of Le'achore Paruchta, right, behind. Right, that means if you have a second Sefer Torah, the Gabbai should get it ready behind. That means before the time that it's needed, because you don't want the Sefer to have to wait. So maybe that's what the Gemara is saying, that it should be prepared beforehand. Okay, next part. Umaisi Mevarech Alav Shmona Brachas. So the next part of the Mishnah had said the special eight brachas that are said by the Kohen Gadol when he lanes. Ala Torah. So we go through each one. What is the bracha of Torah? Habocher b'Torah. It's one of the brachas that we spoke about. Birchas haTorah. Different girsos in the Karban Eda. What exactly is the bracha? Ala Avoda. Sheoscha nira v'na'avod. Or the other girsa is the one that we say on a Yontif. Sheoscha levadcha v'yira na'avod. So we will serve you. Right? Is it related to Avoda? Al ha'hodaya hatov l'chala hodos. That's what we, the bracha of Modim. Remember the beautiful thought of Rav Huttner about modim, where he says, modim, to be modeh in Hebrew means two things. Modeh is to thank, right? Todah rabah. And modeh also means to admit, right? Modeh b'miksas. Ani modeh lecha is I thank you or I admit to you. So what do those two have in common, those two meanings? So Rav Huttner explains, because in order to be able to thank, I have to first admit that I need you. If I can't admit that who you are and what you've done, that I'm never going to be able to thank. I'm just going to be too self-obsessed, right? It has to be I admit and then I thank. How do you know what it means, right? Which modeh it is? You have to look at the next word. If it's modeh al something, so then it's you're thanking on something. If it's modeh she, then you're admitting that. So you have to look up afterwards and you don't know what it means. And says the Rav Huner, that's what we say every day three times in the Amidah. Modeh, what does that first modeh mean? Modeh b'nachmu lach, she'ata hu Hashem. We're not thanking that Hashem is God, right? We're admitting. Modeh b'nachmu lach, she'ata hu Hashem alkinu malkei v'sinu v'ed, tzorcha yinam alkinu adho adar, nodeh lecha unisabrati l'secha, al chayinam serbi adecha. So the nodeh gets the al. So once we recognize and admit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our God and God of everything, then we could thank and recognize and thank him for what he did. So that's the hoda'ah that we have every time we daven. We could think of that kavana. Good. We continue the brachas. Amachilas ha'avon mochel avonos amo Yisrael barachamim. And that's like the bracha that we say. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says the bracha we say on Yom Kippur. Mochel avoseinu avonos amo beis Yisrael ma'avresh v'zinu b'chol shana v'shana. That long bracha. Ala mikdash habocher b'mikdash. V'yamer v'idi hashochin b'tzion. We mentioned Sion instead of Mikdash. Al Yisrael habocher b'Yisrael. Al HaKohanim habocher b'Kohanim. All different types of brachas. We're not exactly sure what these brachas are. Al Shar Tfila Utchina Ubakasha Sha'amcha Yisrael Tzrichan Livasha Lefanecha Brachat Hashem Shomei Tfila. Right, that's the all-inclusive bracha of Shomei Tfila. If you look at the Rambam has his version of these brachas in Paragimel Halacha Yud Aleph in Avodas Yom Kippurim. The Rambam has Ba'es Gimel Yudal. Beis Shakari Mevarach Lefaneh Olachareha. Kedarshim Mevarachim Beis HaKnesses. The Rambam first says, you make just like you the brachas of an aliyah. That's what he says. U'mosif la'achareha sheva brachas. So after that, right, because what does our Mishnah say? Eight brachas. But the first one is Torah. So Torah is the regular ones for the aliyah, and then the seven more, says the Rambam. Ve'elohein, Ritzei Hashem Elokeinu. He starts off with Ritzei. Baruch Modeh Manach Melach. Slach Lanu Avinu Ki Chatanu. The Chosin brother, Ram puts in some of the brachas that we're familiar with. Hari Shalosh brachas ketiknan, right? The three brachas that we usually have. Ritzei, Modim, Slach Lanu. So those three, and those are the three that we had. We had Ritzei, Modim, and Slach. That was Mitzvah Zavonos. Umavarech ala Mikdash bracha b'fnei atzma. Yihyeh inyana, the Ram says, and the content of the Mikdash should be, she ya'amod ha-Mikdash v'shchina besocho. The Mikdash should stand up. They're saying this, bizman ha-Mikdash. Right, this is the Kohen Gadol Bizman HaMikdash. So you make a bracha that the Mikdash should continue to last. She Ya'amod HaMikdash V'Shechina B'Socho V'Chosein Baruch Baruch L'Hashem HaShochein B'Tzion U'Mavarach Yisrael Baruch B'Vnei Atzma Inyana. What's the Inyan of the Yisrael bracha? She Yoshia HaShem Es Yisrael V'Lo Yasser Mehen Melech. Shouldn't remove the king. V'Chosein Ba Baruch Hashem Abocher b'Yisrael. Umevarach HaKohanim Baruch B'vnei Atzma. Inyona sheyirtzeh hamakom ma'aseihem ba'avodasa. Hashem should be happy with the avoda of the Kohanim. V'yevarcheim. Give him a bracha. V'choseim ba'baruch Hashem mekadesh HaKohanim. V'yachar kach then you say Shemayat Tefillah. So that's the Rambam gives us a little more insight and the Paragimel into these brachas that are set. Good. So what are we up to now? So the Kohen Gadol has just read from the Torah. And now we have a couple of avodas left. Remember, there are five stages of the avoda of Yom Kippur. Zahav, Lavan, Zahav, Lavan, Zahav. Right? Whenever he goes into the Kodesh Kodashim, twice, two sections, that's time two and time four. Right? Time four, he goes into to get the shovel that he had left there earlier. What today we're going to have now, a three-way machlokas. One and three is Big Day Zahav. Right? Section one and section three. So section one for sure is the carbon tamid that he did. And section three for sure has the chatos bachutz and a couple of other ones. The question is, as we're going to have a three-way machlokas, when were the musafin given? When were the musafin given? Because if you look, there was what were the carbon musafs that came on Yom Kippur? This is from Bamidbar. That's going to be the machlokas that we're about to have in the Mishnah. Right, it says in Pinchas, what karbanos do you bring on Yom Kippur for the Musaf? You have Parm B'nei Bakar Shlosha Asar. What do you bring here? That's Sukkos. What do you bring on Yom Kippur? Here we go. V'higraftam ola rechlichoach. Par ben bakar echad. One par, one ayil, seven sheep. Right, one cow, one ram, and seven sheep. And then we have Sirez imech lachatos, and another goat, lachatos. Milvar chatas ha-kipurim ba'olas ha-tamid. Besides the chatas of Yom Kippur, the Seir Lashem, and the carbon olah, the carbon tamid. So we're going to be medayik in many parts of these psukim to know exactly when they took place. So here we go. If he had read the Torah in his Big Day Lavan, as we know, so he has to switch to the Big Day Zahav now. So either he switched already before he read the, from the Torah, or according to that day that it's allowed or not. So what does he do? He's Mekadesh Adayim Raglayim by the Kiyor, and he takes off his clothes. Right, this is according to the Deah we had earlier. When do you do the Kiddush Adayim Raglayim? Before you take off the clothes, or both times after you take off the clothes? Before you, when you put on the new ones. Yard Vataba, all of an estapak, he goes to the mikveh, and he comes out, dries himself. Have you a little zav? V'lavash v'kiddush Adayim Raglav. So now he's ready to do the next part, part three. Yatzav Asa es Elo ves El Ha'am. He goes out and does his ayil. These are the two ayils from Achremos. Ve'es shivas kvasim tamimim divrei Rabbi Eliezer. So Rabbi Eliezer says that also now part three. What does he do? He does the seven sheep, the seven sheep part of the carbon musaf. Meaning, according to Rabbi Eliezer, there's a par and there's a par for an ola and a seer for a chatas. We just read those psukim. Those are done already in the morning with the carbon tamid. Those parts of the musaf are done right after the tamid, but the seven sheep are done now. It's all based on psukim. That's Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no. Im tamich al shachar how you crave him. The seven sheep were done in the morning. We're done in the morning. Tamich al shachar how you crave him. Upar la ola and the par also. The par for an ola was also done in the morning, according to Rabbi Akiva. What's done now? Just the seir. Remember we said there's an extra pasuk about a seir here. Useir and ase bachutz, so you crave him. Tamich al banabayim. The extra seir, that's done. Even though this is also part of the musaf. But all the other musaf things are done in stage one with the carbon tamid, and just this year is left till later. Good. Kiddush Adar Raglav Pasha. And then after that, then that was part three. Now he's got to go back into the Kodesh Kodashim. So what did he do? He got to switch his clothing. Kiddush Adar Raglav Pasha Yard Vatava Olven Estapag. Right? He washes his hands and feet by his special golden kli next to the kiyor. And then he dries, mikvah, gets up, dries himself. Have you a big day love on? He puts on his big day love on. He gets dressed, and again, he's Mekadesh Adar Raglav. Nichnas lohotzi es hakaf es hamachta. He goes into the Kodesh Kodashim purely to remove the kaf and the machta. It's amazing that he's allowed in. You might have thought, maybe he should just wait there. And then, like, he doesn't have to go in twice. No, this is a tzorech. It's a tzorech. He goes in to take out the kaf and the machta that was there from the burned, coals and ktores. Then he comes out, that was stage four. Now he's at the stage five. Kiddush Adar Raglav Pashad Yar V'Tavol Olven Estapag. Again, Kiddush Adar Raglayim, changes his clothes, goes to the mikvah. Have you a big day zav, v'lavash, v'kiddush Adar Raglav. Puts on his big day zav for the last time, and he clothes and kidir raglav nichnas lahaktiras aktores fitivas aneris. He goes in to do the daily ktores. His special ktores he already did earlier. He does the daily ktores of the afternoon and the hatavas haneros. Remember hatavas haneros. Sometimes hatava means to clean out, but he already did that this in the morning. Hatava. So something hatava really means hadvaka. Hatava means hadvaka here. That's what the Karbonade here says. And other Rishonim. He did the halakas and ears. Kiddush yada v'raglav u'pashat. And then again, finally, he finished stage 5. He takes off his clothes. Hevi'olo b'dei atzmo. He's makadish yadayim v'raglayim. He takes off his, puts on his own clothes. V'lavash, he gets dressed. U'malavino so ad beso. And he goes home. He goes home and he makes a party. He got out safely from the Kodesh Kodashim. He did the avoda. Very pressurized day. And he makes a party and he's very happy. Okay. So that is that. So let's continue first. And then if there's time, we'll talk more about Halakas and Eres. So we had 2 days in the Mishnah. We had 2 days in the Mishnah when the Musafin, again, the Musafin that are mentioned in Bamidbar, there's 7 sheep, there's a cow, and there's a goat. Right, so when are those brought? So according to Rabbi Elazar says the goat and the cow were done with stage 1, and the 7 sheep are done with stage 3, right? With the second big days off. Rabbi Akiva says no. Rabbi Akiva says that the musafin, the 7 sheep and the par, they were done in the morning. Just the seir for a chatas was done at stage 3. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara says now, Zu Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Akiva. These are 2 opinions. Aval divrei chachamim, there's a third day. The chachamim of a third day. Kulo no yikrevim tamashe ben arbayim. Everything was done at stage 3. All the musafs. The 7 kvasim and the cow and the goat. It was all done at stage 3. That was a third opinion that we have now. Rabbi Chuna, b'shem Rav Yosef, asya di Rabbi Eliezer kebe shamai. The Bafarshim, the Pnei Moshe of Chaim Kanievsky here says that there's a different version of Rabbi Eliezer, right? We had one Rabbi Eliezer in the Mishnah. There's a different version of Rabbi Eliezer that says, it's just like the Chachamim that are quoted, that all the Musafin go with the Tamash Rabbein Arbayim. But after, meaning it does in the afternoon, but after the special Yom Kippur things, meaning the rams. Remember, there's an aisle of his own and an aisle of the Am. Those are also done in this section 3 section. But when is that done? You bring all the Musaf things in section 3, and you're going to bring the special Yom Kippur things in section 3, which goes first. So that we're going to have a machlokas within now. So within the Shita that says it's all done here in section 3, the Musafs, so maybe it's there's a machlokas. Asya, Rabbi Eliezer ke Beis Shammai. Maybe Rabbi Eliezer is following Shitas Beis Shammai. Which Beis Shammai? We know Beis Shammai from Maseches Brachas. Remember that machlokes? Do you say the bracha of Borei Paragafen first? Do you say the bracha of Kiddush first? That was a machlokes of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel says you say Borei Paragafen first, like what we do. Why? Tadir. Tadir Sheino Tadir. Borei Paragafen is a more common bracha than Asher Kedushan Ben Mitzvos of Ratzavanu. Kiddush. Beis Shammai says no. Mekudesh first. That's one of the points of machlokas. So Rabbi Eliezer, who says here that you do the special Yom Kippur karbanos before you do the musufs, right? So then he says it must be holding like Beis Shammai. Kamad de Beis Shammai Amri Tadir u'makudish makudish kodem. Just like Beis Shammai says there by Kiddush, you do the holier karban before the more common karban, right? Makudish before Tamid. Ken Rabbi Eliezer Omer Tadir makudish makudish kodem. So to Rabbi Eliezer must hold makudish goes first, and that's why he does his special Yom Kippur karbanas, the Elo ve'el ha'am, that goes first. Hey Chavida, so what do you do? What does that mean? Avodas hayom makudishes. Umusve hayom tadirim. The avoda of Yom Kippur is special. It's just for the day. The musve hayom. You're right, they're special for Yom Kippur, but it's still Musaf. Musaf is still Tadir. So you have Makudish, you have Tadir. What goes first? Avodas Hayom, Kodmos, Lemusve Hayom. So you see from there that, Makudish beats Tadir. Period. That was all within Rabbi Eliezer. Now, again, you have to add in this. According to Rabbi Akiva, back to Rabbi Akiva, what did Rabbi Akiva say? Rabbi Akiva said, the 7 sheep are already done in the morning. The 7 sheep and the Parla Ola. And again, just as long as you write down like which animals there are, so then it's easier to know what's going on. So according to Rabbi Akiva, when you bring the 7 sheep and you bring the cow for Nola in stage 1, only the seer is brought later at stage 3. So when do you bring, according to Rabbi Akiva, When do you bring the ayil and the el ha'am? We just said, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you bring that at the beginning of stage three. Right? Akiva, that is, everything is brought in stage one except for the seir lachatas. So we do first. So now, par va'ayil v'shivas kvasim tamimim, when it comes to the par and the ayil, and the shivas kvasim tamimim, ha'yukrevim mim tamashol shachar, as we said, that's all brought in the morning, according to Rabbi Akiva, v'ashar ha'yukrevim mim tamashol ben arbayim, and the rest is brought with the tamashol ben arbayim, the seir lachatas is brought with tamashol ben arbayim, that we said. So now, when do you bring the rest? So the next two lines, we're going to put a little bit later. So skip the next two lines of Rishonim and Lakish. V'istaboy meimar. Go, v'istaboy meimar. And others say, hapar v'ha'ayel v'elo v'ela'am v'shevas kvasim t'mimim ha'yikrevim and tamashol shachar. Everything's brought, including the his ayel and the el ha'am are brought with tamashol shachar v'ha'ashara yikrevim and tamashol ben arbayim. Right, so we have two different brises that switch the order a little bit. So we're going to go through how do they know the order? It's based on the psukim. So now we get back to the line that we skipped. Reb Shimon, we have two different brises. Reb Shimon ben Lakish Amar Taima Dehain Tanya. The reason, the basis for this second brisa, Kede Lismo Chatos Lachatos VaOla LaOla. We want to put chatos together and olos together. All olos are with the tamid shel shachar, and the chatas chitzona, this chatas that's mentioned, the seir lachatas that we're talking about, is put in part three, which is after the special seir lashem is done, which is also a chatas. So the second brisa says we put chatas with chatas and ola with ola. And then, now we go back to what we're up to, v'hadein tanya, and the other brisa says cholek avodos. Right? Cholek avodos. We split the avodos Ola, right? We split the avodas Ola. Why? Why do we split the olas? Right? We shouldn't have all the olas together. Why do we put an Ola later on at part three? You did the Ola of the carbon tumet at part one. My time, because the pasuk says, the yatsa va'asas Ola soves Ola sa'am. This pasuk, which is said after you did the seir lashem, this pasuk says, you go out to do his Ola and Ola sa'am. Ka'amur binyan. What are we talking about? Ma'amur binyan. Elo the El Ha'am. So that's why there's this pasuk that says you should split the olas. Don't do all the olas in the morning. One more line. Amar Rabbi Bun Bar Schia, v'se'ir maitaima, v'se'ir chatas. Why was that put later on according to Rabbi Akiva? Right, that's the only one of the carbon musafs that's put later on at part three, the goat. Because the pasuk says, switch that word, milvad chatas akipurim, kfar kadma chatas akipurim. Because the pasuk says there at the end of that section in the Karban Musafs in Pinchas, you bring this goat, milvad, after you did the Chatas HaKippurim. That's how he learns milvad. So therefore, the Chatas HaKippurim, the Seir Lashem, that's done at part three. So therefore, you have to do this one then. Okay, period. We'll stop by Uba Aharon Lashem. But again, it's just filling in the animals and filling in when it's done based on psukim or maybe even based on svara. Olas with olas and chatas with chatas. Okay, we'll stop here.